The demand for housing following Hurricane Katrina may be unprecedented. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is still assessing the needs, but according to an agency report, some 450,000 families need long-term housing. One of the first companies called to meet that need is a mobile home plant in South Georgia. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
After four hurricanes struck Florida last year, Stewart Park Homes in the small town of Thomasville, Georgia, stayed in touch with FEMA. The agency contacted the plant Tuesday after Katrina hit. By Thursday, Director Mark Williams says another call came along with the first order for 500 homes.
So it was very quick. And of course, the initial questions were, how many units do you have on stock, etc.? And by the way, remember that conversation about manufacturing? How quick could you go into a manufacturing role? And, we told them we can do it very quickly for you.
Typically, the plant builds custom recreation homes that are used as vacation homes or second homes. They are considered part of the RV industry. Williams says the scaled-down park model is the perfect answer for those who've lost their homes.
We built a high-end type of product for our customers. But with the needs for FEMA, what we're trying to do is get out of the quality, affordable housing that'll meet the needs of the hurricane victim.
There are no upgrades, no bay windows, no hardwood or tile floors. But the 70 employees here, 20 hired just this week, are working hard to get the units finished. The plant is in the process of streamlining operations to speed up the process. Each station has its own task.
We got a team working on each of the sidewalls. We got a team that's working on the end walls, and we got a team that's working on the interior walls. And that's all that they'll be doing is building those walls. So what we're doing right now is we switch over from being a custom shop to being one that's building as many units as we can get out for FEMA. It's finding that balance in the plant, allowing the plant to get its own rhythm and tempo. We call it making the plant sing. So that's really what we're trying to do here over the next week or so.
There we go, there we go, there we go.
At the roof table, the team here is also ahead, so they get ready to lift the trusses off a huge table to make room for the next one. The pace is rapid and the mood is upbeat, even though it's extremely hot and sticky inside during the 10-hour shifts. Many employees worked over the Labor Day holiday to convert the plant to this production line, including Charles Singletary.
When people are in need, you got to help out however you can. Some folks help out with money, others just have to help out with labor. You just do what you can to help your brother.
At maximum capacity, the plant can produce 40 mobile homes a week. Now that FEMA has put in a second order for an additional 500 homes, it may add a second shift. Since word began to spread around Thomasville that 1,000 homes are going to be sent out, a volunteer effort has been established to outfit them with the basics.
All right. How many toothpastes do we have?
Or did we just
wait, we should just give them a 3-pack.
Well, somebody's got to have the 2-pack.
Half a dozen students are organizing supplies donated so far, including shampoo and soap, pots and pans, clean sheets, and even personal notes. Community coordinator Laura Williams says instead of sending the items to a larger city, many who live here wanted to be part of something tangible.
Oh, yeah, I want to buy something and know that it just gets straight to the person, you know, and it doesn't go into a food bank and goes into storage for a few years. And then adding the personal notes, I think, just really makes it even more personal that my note is going in this trailer and it's going right to a person, right to a home. It's really going to touch their heart. So, yes, I think the whole idea of it outsourcing here from Thomasville and going directly to the hurricane victims is what makes it really work.
Stewart Park finished building its first 7 homes and sent them to Baton Rouge this past week. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.